Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Barry Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap Today territory. What a joy it is to have you there. We thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, wherever you might be, and whatever you are doing on this great day that the Lord has given to us, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. And, of course, along with Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler and his twin brother, Dan Kistler, Dan will be with us throughout the rest of this week. I'm Gary Dahl, and we just count it a great privilege to be able to come your way. And, again, we want to take some time to welcome our new radio stations down in the Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico area. That, of course, is the Kingdom Keys Network, and made up of stations like KJDR in Guymon, Oklahoma, KJRT in Amarillo, Texas, KVED in Vernon, Texas, KWAS in Borger, Texas, KPDR in Wheeler, Texas, KIJN-FM in Farwell, Texas, KUHC in Clayton, New Mexico. And certainly it's a delight to have you folks with us. We do thank you also for the pleasure of your company. And if you were not with us yesterday as an individual listener, well, we want to welcome you to the first time to the Stand in the Gap radio program. And to all the folks who are listening and to those of you who are employees of those particular stations, general managers and so forth, we count it a great privilege to be sharing with you in the matter of truth. That's what Stand in the Gap is all about. It's standing in the gap for truth and for the faith. And what we do in this program is to try to bring all of the issues of the nation in line with biblical truth and constitutional law. So if you are of that persuasion, we are delighted to have you with us, and we encourage you to remain with us. If you're not of that persuasion, well, maybe we can persuade you to be of that persuasion. We'll do our very, very best at that. You can also go to our website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. All one word there, standinthegapradio.com. And at that particular website, well, you can find out more information about this ministry and about the three programs that we put together. Stand in the Gap Today, which is what this one is. Stand in the Gap Weekend, which is our weekly one-hour program that features sermons being preached and commentary by Sam Rohr and myself. And then, of course, Stand in the Gap Daily, which is a one-minute program that many stations air that Brother Sam Rohr hosts. And so you can find out information about those particular programs. You can find out information about those of us who are hosts, that is Sam and David, myself. And also at that website, you'll have the opportunity to comment on the programs or anything you'd like to comment on, but particularly in the programs, we trust, as well as have any questions that you might have. That's a very, very good place for us to be able to communicate with you back and forth. You know, radio is not just one-way communication anymore. For many, many years, it was thought to be a one-way communication where the one on the radio communicates with those of you who listen. But now with all sorts of communication devices and ways and means, we can communicate back and forth. And, of course, one of the ways to do that is through our website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. And, you know, we're very thankful for what God has done for us here at the American Pastors Network, of which this program is a part. And earlier today, we had the opportunity to be on the a phone conference with a number of our leaders across the country, and had some exciting discussion on what the American Pastors Network is doing over in Ukraine. And Sam, I'm wondering if you might be able to bring some of our listeners up to date on just exactly what God's doing over there and how we expect God to use the American Pastors Network in the future.
Well, Gary, absolutely, and you know, this is something that is of a tremendous blessing. A little over a year ago, after January of 2014, folks who are listening here are very much aware of Ukraine being in the news then, and they had their freedom demonstrations in Maidan Square. They called it there, where the Russian imposed president was forced out of office. And then Ukraine has been in this process now since then of seeking and moving towards a new government. Well, one of our pastors here from Pennsylvania was from but he'd spent time in Ukraine and put churches together and so forth, went there. And long story short, the Lord pulled together him and the pastors who are the leaders of 10,000 evangelical churches in Ukraine, and brought him into connection with the Speaker of Parliament, who was a believer, a Baptist preacher there in Ukraine. And out of these two things came an invitation to the American Pastors Network last May to come to Ukraine and us to teach them biblical principles that could be used to incorporate into a new constitution for their purpose that would be free, a government free of corruption and bribery, which is all they've known. We went there the end of June last year. Gary, you were a part of that delegation. You and I and folks may recognize David Barton's name from Wall Builders. David went as part of the team with us and a number of others. We met with 85 pastors from across the country, 15 members of parliament. God did a great work, and from that, the government sanctions our involvement there, and we are now working there with a developed team of Christian journalists, Christian lawyers, members of parliament, and others in putting together help for helping to create a new constitution, of which there's work going on, but we are there providing biblical instruction between the European socialists from the West and Putin and the Russian form of government to the East. And God is bringing together, and we are there, our fellows there right now, and gave us an update this morning, putting together effort right now. I'll be going over in just a couple weeks myself to be involved in a retreat. But expect, we're putting the invitation out, and expect 10,000 high school students and college students to submit their essays on why a constitution with biblical underpinnings are necessary for the nation of Ukraine. They will be judged. They will be awarded rewards for it. And God is just doing a remarkable thing, Gary. I could go on and on, but I hope the people sense the intensity of my voice and what I'm saying. This is unique. It's not in the news. And while we hear all the stuff that's happening in Ukraine, how Russia could step in any time they could, there is underway a movement within the church and pastors, and the American Pastors Network is right smack in the middle of bringing together those in office with the pastors in the pulpit. It's an amazing thing.
Well, it is amazing, and of course it is amazing to see how those young people over there, as well as some of the older ones as well, have the desire to see the Ukraine to become not what the United States of America is, Sam, but what it was in the past. I mean, that was quite encouraging to us when we were over there. And I know we've talked about that many, many times. There are those over there who want a nation, a constitution that is standing on biblical truth. And as you said, Sam, APN has the opportunity of being involved, to which we are thankful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you to go too far away, because after we take this four-minute break, we will be back with some more good discussion that I think will be very pertinent to you wherever you are today. You're listening to Stand in the Gap today from the American Pastors Network. I'm Gary Dahl. We shall return right after these messages.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church.
In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in eighth grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with Dave Kistler, Dan Kistler, our guest this week, and Sam Rohr. I'm Gary Dull. And we want to remind you that coming up on Thursday evening at 9 o'clock on Fox Network, that would be 9 o'clock Eastern Time, is the first presidential debate. And, of course, it's going to be that of the Republican Party And it promises to be quite interesting, I think. I don't want to miss it. I don't know about you, Dave, but I want to do what I can to see every bit of it.
Well, Gary, I'm going to do my best to be there at the start of it at 9 o'clock, and it should be an interesting display. I have no doubt there will probably be some fireworks throughout the debate, but I'm actually looking beyond all that to the substance of the debate and what each of these men have to say as to how they would lead this country. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, it is, and the interesting thing to note, Sam, is the idea that polls are showing that Trump is continuing to go up in the polls even as we get closer and closer to the debate. I mean, you know, that is, again, I know we've talked about it, but that's absolutely amazing to me how he continues to go up and up and up. Your comment on that?
Gary, well, you know, just like we've been saying, there's something about what he's saying. You know, I had a discussion with one of my sons the other night, actually last night, sitting at the dinner table, and we were talking about the candidates in our program and what we talked about yesterday. And he's a 21-year-old guy. He's very informed about things, but he said, Dad, how can it be? About Trump asking the same question, and he said his past positions are so terrible. Now that's from a young person who's very much informed, which is what we said yesterday. We need to know substance about past positions. As far as I'm concerned, that's the biggest thing that he needs to do. But he is, many are saying, Teflon. They're already saying that in the press. So far, these things that should have taken down, would have taken down any of the rest of the candidates have not taken him down. So there's a little bit of an intrigue going into the debate. And I think from our perspective here, we're saying this is an important thing to follow. We are and we should be interested in who the presidential candidate is. This will be the first opportunity to see them side by side in a public forum. So it's a good thing to be aware of.
Now, Sam, you've been involved with politics for many, many years, or as I more accurately like to say, you've been involved with government for many, many years. Have you ever seen anything quite like this situation with Trump?
No, really not. On one hand, I would the closest thing I would compare it to in recent days would be Barack Obama himself when he ran.
Wow.
Strange as that is, yeah. But see, here it was. Now, in this case, Trump has his history is known, mm-hmm. and he comes into it with a known factor, and that's why some are saying, you know, it's already baked into the cake. He is the way he is, and that's partly why the anticipation, excitement seems to be there. When Barack Obama came in, there wasn't much shared, and he came in offering hope and change in the atmosphere of, turmoil, and people really didn't care. But when things did come out, they didn't stick to him either. And so I find it interesting in this regard. It's for different reasons, perhaps, but that would be the closest parallel I'd put in recent days.
You know, we talk a lot about the Republican candidacy and debates and so forth and so on. And again, folks, we would encourage you to watch that debate on Thursday night at Fox at 9 o'clock Eastern. But and we don't talk too much about the Democratic side because Dan Kistler, there's not a whole lot going on the Democratic side. But in the last couple of days, there's been talk about our good Uncle Joe Biden, vice president man, is considering the possibility of running for the presidency. And, it's interesting that some of the Democratic senators are simply saying, well, it's a personal decision for him. They express the idea that they like him, but they avoid saying whether or not they want him to run. I don't know, with Hillary going down, do you think, Dan, that there is much of a chance for Joe Biden to come up and maybe to become a viable candidate, should he announce? I think he's going to wait until September if he's going to announce. But do you think he'd be a viable candidate?
I certainly hope so. all kidding aside, yeah, I really hope he does become a viable candidate because, with no disrespect intended, he's really a joke. You know, we talk about Donald Trump, being
could you imagine that presidential debate?
Oh my goodness,
Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
I'm telling you, that'd be like a family outing, wouldn't it? You know, that you hate to. But honestly,
Joe would probably go over and kiss him.
He may, yeah. Know. And of course, Trump slapping back. But yeah. Honestly, I don't see how in the world Joe Biden can win the nomination. And guys, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. But if you look at the that the Democratic field, there is nobody mm-hmm. out there that is appealing to the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton has so much baggage, the Benghazi situation and other things. And then, of course, the other candidates, including Joe Biden, there's just no appeal. And, you know, it really, again, makes me wonder who's going to come out of the wings at the last minute and kind of save the Republican Party. And, again, I think Michelle Obama could be a possibility. But I just can't see Joe Biden winning the nomination at all. All the gas. Wouldn't that be something to watch, you know?
It would be fun. I mean, if he ran, it would be fun to follow, particularly those of us who are in radio.
Oh, yeah.
And if he won, that would still be fun to follow his presidency.
What I think would be interesting is the two hairstyles between he and Donald Trump. Wouldn't that be something to watch? I'm telling you. Anyway, it's something.
But, you know, it's just interesting to watch. And Dave Kistler, we talk on this program about how we want to do what we can to inform people on where these candidates stand and what kind of a person we need to look for in a candidate. And we'll be talking more about that as we draw closer to the upcoming election. But let's look at it from this perspective, David. As we approach the 2016 election, what specifically should we pray for as Christians, as we anticipate? I mean, we've got 355 on the Republican side running or something like that. And you know, we've got now a couple on the Democratic side. But how should we pray as we anticipate, even as we anticipate the debate and then further, how as we anticipate the entire election. Can you give us some tips on that?
Well, Gary,
now I think it's the time to start praying.
Well, without a doubt, Gary, I'm in the process of writing an article on this very thing, and it's kind of a general overarching article that I'll fill in the gaps and give more specifics later. But 2 Samuel 23:3 says this: "He that would rule over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." And what I would say is this: the number one overarching characteristic quality that we should look for in a leader is a healthy fear of God and a sense of God's justice. I don't mean social justice the way the term is used today, but God's justice that's rooted in an understanding of Judeo-Christian belief. And that is what many of our founders had, though many of our founders were not necessarily born-again believers in Jesus Christ, though some were. But they had a healthy fear of God. They had a sense of justice. They understood that they were going to answer to that holy God one day. And so the number one overarching thing for which I would suggest we be praying is that there is a candidate who meets those qualifications first and foremost. If he doesn't fear God, he will certainly fear man. And the fear of man brings a snare, and we have far too many politicians in Washington, D.C. who've become ensnared by fearing what their constituents or what their comrades up on the Hill say or think are going to do. We need men, elected officials, who fear the God of heaven.
Well, we do, and of course we need to pray that God will raise up people like that. And Sam, you know, I asked you a bit ago if you can ever remember a time in your life where there has been a situation like this where, you know, one particular candidate just took off. You mentioned Barack Obama. Is there anybody else?
Well, you know, if you go back further than what I said there, you'd probably go back to the days of Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had something about him that was very, obviously, very compelling and was something that the Republican establishment couldn't handle. And he really, because of his forthrightness, because of his character, his integrity of knowing the answers, the spontaneity of not having to be scripted, was able to garner the majority support of the people of America. I think if I'd be complete in that answer, I'd say these three, Trump, Obama, and Reagan are now kind of emerging as individuals that, two in history past, demonstrated a certain Teflon ability. Obviously, the Teflon ability for an Obama was totally different in cause than what was there for Ronald Reagan. And I think in the middle, you have a Trump who is manifesting some of the very same things that would be probably closer to Reagan from the standpoint of his forthrightness of answers. But as I said at the beginning, there are some things in his past he's going to have to deal with. So, but I put that out there to make a complete picture and discussion of what we're looking at, because I think it's an interesting phenomenon.
Well, you know, they all thought that Ronald Reagan was a quack and thought that, you know, he was a silly and just a B actor, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people gave him a lot of confidence early on.
Well, Gary, they didn't, but they found out once he became president that they had gotten a whole lot more than they bargained for. He was a phenomenal president and a great leader.
I love that statement in one of his debates. I purchased this microphone.
Yeah, that was a turning point.
Oh, my, what a... You know what? I would kind of like to see another Ronald Reagan run. I don't know if we have anybody that particular stature and character or not, but that would be delightful. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned because we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today for this Tuesday after these messages. Please don't go away.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Donald Trump keeps climbing in the Republican presidential polls with the list of debate participants expected today.
The latest Fox News poll has Trump with 26% support among GOP primary voters, a new high for the businessman, polling director Dana Blanton.
That's more than four times what it was 2 months ago.
Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, Ben Carson, and Ted Cruz round out the top five. The top 10 in an average of several polls will be on the stage for the 9 p.m. debate Thursday. The others will be in a separate debate at 5 p.m.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. A circus tent collapse in New Hampshire that killed a father and daughter happened during a storm with 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Fire Marshal William Degnum says it's up to circus operators to watch the forecast. As for the setup,
there was no state official, and I believe that the locals did not inspect it as well.
He says about 32 people went to hospitals. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Dr. David.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work. Walk the dog. Have the dog walk you. Take a hike. Take a bike. Skate. Dance. Hop. Jump. Do the Humpty Hump. Skip seconds. Skip dessert. Skip, skip, skip to my loo. Don't skip breakfast. Drink H2O. Lower your sodium. Raise the roof. Shake your booty. Stock up on vegetables. And don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program. There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, along with Sam Rohr, Dave Kistler, his twin brother Dan Kistler. I'm Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us. And again, for those of you who are joining us over the Kingdom Keys Network in Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico. We are delighted to have you with us, and we encourage every one of you to go to our website, www.standinthegapradio.com. That's one word, standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about these this program and the other two programs that we do here at the American Pastors Network. You can also learn about Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr and myself, and we would be delighted to encourage you to go there. It's standinthegapradio.com. You know, Sam, one of the things that we had been talking about last week is, and we've talked about it quite extensively, is what was going on with Planned Parenthood and these interviews and reports that have come out concerning the total lack of respect that Planned Parenthood really has towards, children, aborted children. And, you know, we've talked about that. It makes us sick. And you know, we kind of thought that the United States Senate might vote to defund Planned Parenthood, but they did not. They did not vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Your comments on that, sir. Does that show where we are in America today? I mean, I still think that these revelations could bring down Planned Parenthood, but it certainly at this particular point does not look like they're going to lose any funding from the United States government.
Same? Well, Gary, I think that's correct. I mean, the vote was 53-46. It wasn't a substance vote. It was a procedural vote in order to get the decision to the floor. That's an important thing to understand, and that's oftentimes how Congress, and state legislatures too, tend to avoid a substantive vote, because I would assure you that if, in fact, the legislation would have been there, I don't think the vote would have been 53-46. So this was a procedural vote.
What do you think it would have been, by the way?
Well, I don't know. I think it would have passed. Because if they would have needed the vote, all they needed is a majority. Here, they're trying to go for the supermajority or two-thirds, 60 votes. And that always is a great way to hide an issue. Now, I will say that people are speaking out about it. I mean, Mitch McConnell, Senate leader himself, said these about the images, these are the most horrifying images we've seen. He said they must be shocked by the utter lack of compassion we have seen on display, meaning people of the America looking to the Senate and saying they appear to have no compassion. Well, Mitch McConnell was, in fact, correct. But can I read something here, Garrett? Because I think this is the real heart of it. The president of Planned Parenthood, in commentary about the Senate vote, she said this. Now, listen to these words. She said this, quote, "The depravity of these tactics." Now, this is the president of Planned Parenthood speaking about the videos and the entities, the undercover detective media journalists that were getting the videos. She said this, quote, "The depravity of these tactics and the invasion, the willingness of this group to invade the most personal private space and to violate the medical relationships, I've never seen anything as low," end quote. I mean, Gary, here is a company, Planned Parenthood, that are killing babies, dismembering them, distributing their tissues, their body parts for sale, negotiating for sale, and she has the audacity to come out and say the depravity of the tactics of putting somebody on video and asking some of their Planned Parenthood operatives across the country. I mean, this to me, I find the most incredible, and I think this is part of the problem, because we've totally redefined good to be evil and evil to be good, and we have too many people in too many places who don't have one lick of concern about what God says about is right or wrong. And this is the problem, Gary.
Sam, listen to this. Let's just follow up what you just said with this statement by Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid. This is a direct quote. "It is our obligation to protect our wives, our sisters, our daughters, our granddaughters from the GOP's absurd policies. The Republican Party has lost its moral compass." Now, you think about that. What you just described, Sam, the invading of a woman's body, the invading of the brain of an innocent little baby, that is not criminal activity. That is not morally objectionable. But the process whereby a video was procured that displayed the insensitivity of these people is what's horrible. Give me a break. We've turned this thing totally upside, not us, but it's being totally turned upside down by those who have no moral compass, so they're accusing the other side of not having one. It's absolutely ludicrous.
And Dave, and Save, this is the exact predictable result of a nation of leadership, of those in authority, rejecting God's control, God's involvement, and saying, we're going to throw off the moral constraints that God has placed on us, and we're going to take and do whatever we want. This is the mentality, and to hear them with such arrogance to make these kind of comments, is it any wonder that with that mentality, I have to ask this question, is it even possible to come to a proper, logical, moral, lawful consideration on any matter that comes before this Congress? Taxation, spending, climate control, whatever it is, with this mentality, Dave and Gary, I don't think it's possible for them to come to a logical conclusion. I saw it when I was in the Pennsylvania House. Those who embrace this kind of thing, I don't think have the ability to compute logically or come to a truthful decision.
Sam, listen to what Ephesians 4:19 says, to literally put an exclamation point on what you've just said. Ephesians 4:19 says, who being past feeling, literally having lost all sensitivity, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness and to sensuality, to work all uncleanliness with greediness. In other words, to work all kinds of impurity, being full of greed. That is a description of Planned Parenthood to a T.
And, you couple that with Romans chapter 1, where it talks about the fact that when people take the thought and the ways and the understanding of God out of their mind, that God gives them up to a reprobate mind to the point that they cannot think righteously, to the point that there is no understanding. And so, Sam, when you put all that together, we can't expect anything moral to come out of the Congress. And for Harry Reid to say that the GOP has lost its moral compass is... I don't have words for that.
Absurd.
I like it.
Yeah, Gary, it is absurd. So when we look at, which we've covered in this program a lot, and we're going to do it in the days coming forward, but whether you talk about the extreme importance of this Iran deal, the implications of that on many other things on the nation of Israel, whatever it is you may be talking about, when you cannot agree on the most simple understanding of an application of moral uprightness, or as Cecil Richards from Planned Parenthood says, the depravity of somebody asking someone from Planned Parenthood to give their comments on something, when this is so upside down, Gary, that is why there is no answer to our issues. This is a spiritual problem in America today. It is not going to be fixed by political manipulations. It's got to be done from the pulpits of America. That's what America's Pastors Network is all about. That's what this program is about. There is truth, and if you follow truth, there is moral certainty, and there is a defined direction. If you reject it, it is nothing but confusion and total depravity.
Well, it is. And of course, as you said, the American Pastors Network encourages pastors to stand on the authority of the Word of God, to preach truth into every aspect of life, and of course, to view things from the biblical perspective. But Sam, you talk about things that are upside down. A lot of stuff that comes out of Washington is upside down, including Barack Obama's statements yesterday on the idea of climate control and climate change. You know, I heard him say that the climate is warmer now than it has been in 800,000 years. My.
How do we know that, Gary? I mean, how do we know? I mean, what is the basis upon which that statement is made?
When he said that, I was there watching it, and when he said that, I gulped. You know, how in the world? My first thought was, well, the guy must be eternal.
Good gracious. I mean, there's got to be some basis upon which you make a statement.
Ludicrous.
You know, 800,000 years. I mean, who monitored it back then? For goodness sake.
Dan, Dan's a scientist. How do you figure that one out, Dan Kistler?
I'm not going to touch that with a 50-foot pole. It is absurd, isn't it? You know.
Well, it is. And Sam, along with being absurd, I think that goes a long way to talk about the lack of credibility for our president.
Well, Garrett, not just for the president, but see, it casts a pall on all of America, all of the United States, because he being in the bully pulpit is communicating these absurdities to the world. And we come back inside the break. We're going to talk about what he's wanting to do to, in their words, compel the other nations to follow what he's saying. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing, Gary.
Doesn't the Pope agree with him, too?
The Pope does, and that's also amazing and worthy of comment.
Folks, you won't want to leave the radio yet. We will be back after a couple of minutes of break, so stay tuned. This is the American Pastors Network Stand in the Gap Today radio program.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap Today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap Today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with this new Common Core assignment? I'm supposed to read all about global warming and how we're polluting the air just by breathing. I held my breath 10 times today because I don't want to hurt those poor polar bears.
Oh, honey, don't you worry. There are 4 times as many polar bears now than when I was a kid. You can breathe safely because you're not polluting anything. That's just another government scheme cooked up to tax and control people.
But it's right here in my Common Core book, Grandma. I'll get a bad grade if I say that. What shall I do?
Get Common Core out of your state. If you would just make this your project, you could change the country.
Learn more about the Federal Common Core and PA Core standards and call your representatives today and ask them to stop the national takeover of education. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call Richard at 484-678-2236. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
To sink the foe or save the maimed, our mission and our pride, we'll carry on till kingdom come, ideals for which we've died. Thus went the anthem of the U.S. Coast Guard, which was established this day, August 4th, 1790, when Congress authorized 10 boats to be built for the Revenue Marine. 4 years later, they were charged with stopping slave traders from bringing new slaves from Africa. They freed almost 500 slaves. At a U.S. Coast Guard commencement, President Reagan stated, "It's our prayer to serve America in peace. It's our commitment to defend her in war."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Hey, I thought you and the boys were doing some environmental cleanup thing today.
We are.
Well, it looks more like you're going fishing.
We are.
And that's the example you're setting for our children.
Uh-huh.
Every time you purchase a fishing license or register your boat, you're helping to preserve our nation's lakes, rivers, and streams, protecting memories for generations to come. Visit takemefishing.org/conservation.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You folks would be interested sometime in knowing what goes on during the breaks here in these studios. And we were just talking about the fact that, Barack Obama knows how the climate has heated up over the last 800,000 years. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. And Dan Kistler, what did you say about that?
Well, what I was saying is a guy that knows that he missed his calling. He needs to be a meteorologist. anybody that knows what went on 800,000 years ago could surely predict the weather for the future. I mean, isn't that absurd?
Well, maybe when he gets out of the presidency, he can join the American Weather Service or something.
National Weather Service, yeah.
National Weather Service.
Put him down at the Hurricane Center in Miami.
He and Jim Cantore, what a pair that would make.
I'll tell you, don't put him up against Joe Bastardi, though, Sam.
Well, you see, that's the thing. You talk about a meteorologist. A meteorologist, Joe Bastardi, most all, though, probably are listening, have heard Joe Bastardi. He used to be at AccuWeather. Now he's with a different entity, Weather Bell Analytics. But he had a lot to say about what Barack Obama is trying to say here. Can I just read his summation comment? This is just a summation comment, because he makes the point that all of the charts show without equivocation, unless you just deny their existence, that the usage of fossil fuels directly connects with the extension of life expectancy. And that he says that the fossil fuels have played a role in expanding the global pie. Many more people alive today, living longer, enjoying a higher GDP. One has to wonder if someone who's against fossil fuels is simply anti-progress. He said it's ironic, since many in the camp of anthropogenic global warming like to label themselves as progressive, like the president. He said they're certainly anti-statistic, giving something like the fact staring them right in the face. Then he goes on, talks about CO2 level, which is what they're saying to connect. But Gary, this whole thing, all of this, which the folks don't know, what they're putting in place are stricter emission controls that came out of EPA on Monday, supported by the president, that will reduce further 25 to 28. They've now moved overall reduction 30 to 32%, but emissions by in the next few years coming out of primarily smokestacks out of coal-fired plants. They're already shutting down coal-fired plants across the country. This, all those who understand know that this will shut down completely the coal industry in across the United States. It'll shut down power plants across the United States. It'll make us more dependent on all kinds of things. And yet he's going forth. And in all of this, this is by the leader, the EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy. All of this is to somewhere down the road gain us perhaps a prevention of, now get this, 0.01 Celsius in warming. 0.01 Celsius in warming. Gary, they have no way of knowing. And so Joe Bastardi comes back and says, this is like the Twilight Zone. He said, when I see simple questions that can raise doubts, if not outright debunk all of this, it's like watching the opening from the old Twilight Zone. You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind, a journey into the wondrous land of imagination. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. I think Joe Bastardi is a meteorologist I can trust. I don't trust the president as a meteorologist.
Well, you know, I don't trust him either, and Joe Bastardi is a good guy. But you know what, Sam, we've come up with a very interesting scenario here too. Dave, it's your idea.
Well, I think we ought to pair the president with Punxsutawney Phil, for those in Pennsylvania. And don't you think, Sam, that would be a marriage made in heaven?
Oh, a side-by-side picture coming up out of the ground. Oh, amazing.
Now, that is an image. Oh. That is an image for the ages.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe he could teach Punxsutawney Phil something. I mean, if he goes back 800,000 years. But, you know, the serious part of this, Sam, is why is Barack Obama so intent on this particular issue anyway?
Well, I'll just give you one. Most are saying he wants a legacy. Mm-hmm. He wants a green legacy. Now, I don't buy it. There's something far more sinister involved here because under every circumstance, when you cannot prove it scientifically and you actually reject the charts of the meteorological charts and you just dismiss them out of hand, as Joe Vestardi was saying, if you do that, you have to have something else in mind. And clearly it is known that this being imposed right now is already reducing employment across the country. It is having a very significant economic impact on the states where a lot of the coal is mined, already in Pennsylvania here, West Virginia, Kentucky, other states. They're up in arms. Even the Democrats who are working in the mines, a lot of them were Democrats, they're up in arms because they understand what's happening. When this president wants to go to the United Nations, as he says, and actually in his words, compel the nations of the world to follow our lead, Gary, there's something far deeper and far greater than this. I think there's almost a religious component to this, which is why I think the Pope is involved somewhat in demanding the same thing. There's something about bringing the nations of the world under a common goal here that I think is raising its head. Dave, what do you think about that?
Well, Sam, I would agree. I think there's a one world government component to this. There's an appeal to this that goes well beyond the United States of America to bring us in alignment with other nations relative to this one issue. So I think it goes well beyond, as you said, Sam, just his legacy. I think it has to do with his philosophy, and his philosophy is a globalist philosophy. And one of the ways you bring all nations under one umbrella is through this climate change initiative. So I think that's exactly what the issue has to do with.
Well, you know, that's prophetic.
It is prophetic indeed.
And again, we go back to what we've talked about several times in the past week or two. You know, we are living in a day and age when prophecy is being fulfilled in front of our very own eyes. What can we anticipate next?
Well, we need to keep our eyes thoroughly in the Word of God. We need to keep our eyes on the news and what's going on, understanding that God's in sovereign control of all of these things. But at the same time, when evil rears its ugly head, we resist it because it's right to do. And we speak God's truth into every one of these issues. And when lies are told, and a lot of these things that are coming from the president's lips and coming from the White House, coming from all those that are proponents of this climate initiative, it's just absolute blatant untruths. And when you have someone like this meteorologist, Sam, that you've cited that has debunked this very clearly, it's greatly helpful. But we just need to continue speaking and proclaiming God's truth into all of these situations.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, of course, you know, you talk about Joe Bastardi. Joe Bastardi has been talking against global warming, climate control, whatever they want to call it, you know, over the years. And he's a scientist. He knows what he's talking about. And, you know, he's the kind of a credibility he's the guy we need to be speaking on these issues. 800,000 years ago, Punxsutawney Phil and Barack Obama, the PO Weather Forecasting Association. Anyway, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to join us again in 23 hours from now for another Stand in the Gap Today radio program. Until then, on behalf of Dave Kistler, Dan Kistler, Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, for the best is yet to come. Right here on the American Pastors Network radio stations.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. we seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
Hi, this is Nancy Becker, the Recorder of Deeds in Montgomery County. I'd like to read a quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, and then it costs nothing to be a patriot.